Providing HR services and technology, from payroll, benefits, and HR compliance to talent development. Learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. And the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes before we get to 7 o'clock. We are going to meet the world record holder in pole vault. Also, a group of young musicians that fled Afghanistan 3 years ago, now touring the U.S. with some high-profile performances on the docket. We will tell you more about that, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear through the evening, partly cloudy later tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s, mostly clear tomorrow evening, clouding up a bit after midnight with a slight chance of rain. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 60s. Humidity rolls back in on Thursday with highs in the mid-80s.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Don't forget, we have classical music coming up at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR One station's Destinies, taking a voyage into the moonlight, it says. So let's go with her. Offenbach, Beethoven, Debussy, and Destiny. Again, that's 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. Check it out. 78 degrees in Lawrence at 6:20.
Support for NPR.
From NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning. Whatever you do throughout the morning, we're there for you. 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Stay tuned. We really, really, really got the news coming up next. The time is 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Voters in Kansas are casting ballots in the primary election day. You can do that till 7 o'clock local time this evening. One of the most important races is for the 2nd District in Congress. It covers Topeka, Baldwin City, and southeastern Kansas. Outside of a polling place in downtown Baldwin City, voter Darlene Westhoff said the levels of immigration to the U.S. influenced her decision at the ballot box.
Too many. And they're coming over illegally, you know. So come over like you're supposed to.
5 Republicans and 2 Democrats are competing for their party's nomination. Cyber criminals are increasingly targeting Kansas and Missouri hospitals with ransomware attacks. New research finds the attacks are especially harmful for hospitals in rural areas. Ransomware attacks often force hospitals to divert patients to other facilities. The revenue loss hits rural hospitals harder because they have a smaller financial cushion. Hannah Niprasch at the University of Minnesota has this takeaway for hospital administrators.
We're never going to get the number of cyber attacks down to zero. So plan for what you can do when they do happen to make sure that you keep patients safe and you provide the care that patients need.
She says rural hospitals should coordinate their plans regionally so they aren't overburdened if they need to take in patients from nearby facilities. The Academy of American Poets has awarded a $50,000 scholarship to Kansas poet laureate Tracy Brimhall. She's one of 22 poets laureate nationwide to receive the award. The money will be used for public poetry programs in each laureate, state, region, or community. Brimhall's project will connect Kansas's agricultural roots, foods, and cultural histories with poetry and will help create a community poetry cookbook. Her project will also involve a poem game that is called Paiku, designed to bring food and poetry to younger audiences. For more information on the Kansas Fellowship Project and the 2024 recipients of the fellowships, visit poets.org. There's a clickable link at our website. Becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:35.
Support at Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Tomorrow being a weekday, you can do that right here on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, bright and early, Morning Edition on KPR. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're about 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. A little more, all things considered, still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stay tuned for Evening Classical Music with Destiny. She's your host till 9 o'clock, then we will have Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2 stations, Reveal is coming up at 7 o'clock. They're playing all these 90s songs in the background. And just want to mention, I have a really, really, really good physics-oriented joke about this song. Ask me sometime.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Amazon Music, Prime members get access to a catalog of podcasts ad-free, including NPR shows Up First and News Now. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. From the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, committed to connecting travelers deeper into the wonders of planet Earth, from Antarctica to the Galapagos Islands. More at natgeoexpeditions.com/cruises. This is NPR.
It's official. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. We'll have analysis of what the choice means for the Democratic ticket. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Stay tuned. It is always a good time. The BBC Proms is back on KPR this summer and gets underway Friday night. We'll be showcasing the most memorable performances of this year's Proms. That's the UK's annual celebration of classical music. Opening night features Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and some Clara Schumann. The Proms are back Friday night at 7 on all your KPR1 stations. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01. The news is next.